Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It continues for the month of January. Joining us on the phone line is Zach Gribble with Lights on Stratford. Good morning, Zach, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jamie.
Zach, I think with Lights on Stratford, of course, we're getting now into January. It wraps up January 27th. It's been so successful so far, but a bit of a challenge over the holidays, shall we say. If you don't like Perth County weather, just wait 5 minutes.
Yes, well, there's always challenges with winter weather, but we do kind of embrace that and expect it. That was a pretty impressive snowstorm, but we keep our lights shining bright as much as we possibly can, and that includes during inclement weather where possible, and we're really proud that in the first 2 weeks of the festival, we've welcomed over 30,000 people to our main displays.
That is fantastic. Now, Zach, from your perspective, what are you hearing the most of? I mean, all of the displays are amazing. What's been the most popular one?
Well, I really, that's a very difficult question to answer. We've put a lot of effort into making it a cohesive light trail. And the two at the bookends are probably the most attended, and that's the pool in Market Square, where you can run across the displays. There's 100 circles that form a giant display that's interactive. And then on Tom Patterson Island, there's Affinity, which is also interactive. And both of those are extremely well attended and very, very popular. I think Lightwall on 70 Ontario Street, it's a bit of a hidden interactive feature, but it's extremely visible from pretty well every direction downtown. So that one is also extremely popular. And we get a lot of good feedback on the Tom Patterson Theater. And last time we talked about the Easter egg with the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon. So there's a lot of depth and breadth, and there's a lot of different displays. So everyone seems to have a different favorite.
Even the big heart that is on display at the Banshell on Veterans Drive, I've seen so many people doing selfies at that one. Even something as simple and as effective as that is so cool to be part of Lights on Stratford.
That one has been really widely shared on social media and is also very popular. And you'll notice on the main light trail that every few minutes of your journey, there's something there. And that heart is perfectly positioned and also perfectly framed in that Banshell building.
And we should remind folks, Lights on Stratford does continue for the month of January, but it wraps up at the end of the month.
It does. So we have another 4 weeks roughly left. And one thing that is kind of really encouraging this year is the amount of collaboration and partnerships that are happening. So World in a Weekend, which is a partnership between Stratford Summer Music and SpringWorks, is having some major events on January 13th and 14th, and that's worldinaweekend.ca, where you can learn all about that, or on lightsonstratford.ca, we've got information that will point you there. As well, Stratford Perth Museum has been a wonderful partner, and they have all kinds of interesting light-related events, including their shareable moments display, which is a pretty incredible light trail through their acreage and trails outdoors. And in addition to that, just a whole bunch of shareable moment light displays throughout our city. So really, really pleased and excited this year about the amount of participation with many locations and partners.
Oh, it is truly awesome. Lights on Stratford. Again, the website, lightsonstratford.ca. And Zach, when you talk about it being shared on social media, great to see that it's been included in the Summer Fun Guide. I know it's not a summer event, but great to see Lights on Stratford included with some other great Ontario and Canadian events.
Absolutely. And, we love to change the discussion between Stratford being known as a summer destination and truly embracing it being well known as a winter destination as well. So we're just thrilled to see how much pickup this festival and Stratford in general during this beautiful time of year is being promoted.
Okay, check it out. Time is running out into the month of January. It wraps up January 27th. Lights on Stratford, another huge success. Zach Gribble with Lights on Stratford. Thanks again, Zach.